White House orders agencies to accelerate large-scale firings of federal workers. The Trump administration is accelerating its sweeping federal workforce cuts, directing agency heads in a February 26 memo to finalize plans for large-scale firings by mid-March. Federal agencies have been ordered to prepare and submit Phase 1 agency RIF and reorganization plans by March 13, according to a memo jointly authored by Russell Vought, Acting Director of the Office of Management and Budget, and Charles Ezell, Acting Director of the Office of Personnel Management. The directive implements and expands President Donald Trump's February 11 executive order aimed at launching a critical transformation of the federal bureaucracy. The order seeks to downsize and restructure the government workforce, which Trump has long described as bloated and insular, to maximize efficiency and productivity. By eliminating waste, bloat, and insularity, my administration will empower American families, workers, taxpayers, and our system of government itself, Trump wrote in the order, which he signed in the Oval Office alongside Elon Musk, who leads the Department of Government Efficiency. DOGE was created by Trump and tasked with rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse in federal operations. Trump's workforce optimization initiative includes both large-scale reduction in force plans and agency-wide reorganization efforts, which could result in not only job cuts, but also the elimination of entire positions, agency subcomponents, or even entire agencies. The administration has framed these moves as necessary to streamline government functions and reduce unnecessary spending. In their February 26 memo, Ezell and Vought reinforced this mission, characterizing federal operations as wasteful, inefficient, and in need of urgent reform. The federal government is costly, inefficient, and deeply in debt, they wrote. At the same time, it is not producing results for the American public. Instead, tax dollars are being siphoned off to fund unproductive and unnecessary programs that benefit radical interest groups while hurting hardworking American citizens. As part of this effort, agency leaders shall promptly undertake preparations to initiate large-scale reductions in force, the memo states. Some agencies have already begun the process. The General Services Administration, which oversees federal buildings and real estate, notified employees on February 24 that a reduction in force was underway. It assured workers that it would do everything in its power to make their departure fair and dignified. The memo also outlines a Phase 2 plan, which will require agencies to submit more comprehensive restructuring plans by April 14. This second phase will focus on long-term government downsizing, consolidation of offices, and relocation of agency functions to lower-cost areas. Pursuant to the president's direction, agencies should focus on the maximum elimination of functions that are not statutorily mandated while driving the highest quality, most efficient delivery of their statutorily required functions, the memo reads. After being reviewed and approved, Phase 2 plans should be ready for implementation by the end of September. The memo coincided with Trump's first cabinet meeting of his second term. During the meeting, the president mentioned efforts to reduce the federal workforce and reform agencies. He said the Environmental Protection Agency will see a staff reduction of about 65%. In some cases, the job cuts will be a little more surgical, Trump said, noting that the State Department would be one of these because of the classified nature of some operations. He also singled out the Department of Education, saying that it would be subjected to major cuts or possibly elimination. We want to move education back to the states where it belongs, Trump said, adding that it is unacceptable that the United States spends more than nearly every other developed country on schooling but ranks near the bottom on education. The February 26 memo also directs agency heads to collaborate with the Musk-led DOGE on developing their workforce reduction plans. Musk and DOGE, which has been hit with multiple lawsuits seeking to stymie its operations, recently drew criticism after the Office of Personnel Management sent an email to government workers over the weekend asking them to provide a bullet point list of their accomplishments, with Musk commenting on social media that those who do not respond will face termination. During the February 26 cabinet meeting, Musk said about 1 million workers had responded to the email. He added that another similar email would be forthcoming. When asked by reporters whether DOGE has a target for how many of the 2.3 million federal government employees should be cut, Musk did not provide a specific figure. We wish to keep everyone who is doing a job that is essential and doing their job well, Musk said. But if the job is not essential or they're not doing the job well, they obviously should not be on the public payroll. There is no official tally for the total firings and layoffs to date, but a review of various reports suggests that it is at least 20,000 people, with an additional 75,000 people accepting deferred resignations, bringing the total affected to nearly 100,000. Trump said at the cabinet meeting that some of the 1 million or so workers who have not responded to the Office of Personnel Management email may have other jobs, or may not even exist. DOGE's tally of savings from moves such as canceled contracts, asset sales, and workforce reductions currently stands at $65 billion.